neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The first child that she was given, the first child of La Imenu, Reuven. Remember Reuven?
No.
So now, why is she named her first child Reuven, right? What's the reason?
God saw my...
Chazak Baruch, yeah. Ki ra'a Hashem ba'oni. La'a said, because Ribbono Shel Olam noticed my affliction. What type of affliction she had?
Husband
is in life. So, it happened once in a lifetime, in the history, that the husband didn't like the wife. Happened with Yaakov Avinu. So she says, because my husband went through the stress because of me and my sister, so still Hashem was good to me, right? Rashi says she meant something else. What does she mean? She said, see what's the difference it is between my child and my husband brother. Her husband brother, what was his name? Chazak Baruch, Esav. Remember Esav? Yes? So what's the difference between Esav and and Reuven? Yeah.
His children and Reuven,
right? No, Esav and Reuven. Now Rashi says something else. First of all, Gera asks, why Rashi brings another reasoning? Because already said, as we explained, the Reuven means that Hashem saw her affliction, right? Yes. So he says in the Torah, but Rashi says totally different thing. Zatzal says a very beautiful thing. He says, all the children that she named, first he says that because of this, the name is Shimon. Because of this, the name is Levi. But Reuven doesn't say that. Reuven says the name first, and then says the reasoning. So Gerah explains, so that's why Rashi comes and gives us another reasoning beside what she had in mind in the Torah. And what was it? Esav, what did he do?
All his firstborn.
No, as far as his firstborn right. Did he sell it?
He sold his firstborn.
He sold it?
Yeah.
With contract? Yeah, a contract.
Right.
He agreed, right?
Right.
So now, Reuven, what happened to his firstborn?
Lost it because he moved away.
I know, but was it willingly or was taken away?
Taken away.
Yeah. So now, look, listen to this. Esav sold it willingly.
With his choice.
Yes, but still, he hated Yaakov, right? But Reuven, his firstborn, right, was taken away and given. Was given to who?
To
Yosef. So now, what did Reuven do when they put Yosef in the pit?
To save him.
Isn't that something? So now the Imenu says, look at this. See what the difference it is between my child and
Esav
sold his firstborn right willingly, but still he didn't let go. He wanted to kill my husband. But my child, look at my child, Reu Beni. See my child. See what a Baal Hesed is. Even though that his firstborn right was taken away and was given to
Yosef.
That is my sister's son. But still, he tried to save him.
This is
the difference between the Sadir and Rajah.
No, this is difference between if you want to make a difference. It's up to you. It's up to you. Esav wanted to be full of hatred, don't let go. You make a choice. And that's what exactly Reuven was all about. That here La Imenu is proud. Said, Reuveni, look at my child. What the difference it is between somebody that willingly wanted to let go, but still, later on, create such a hatred in the family, and you see, look at my child. That how, even though that he was hurt, obviously, because Yaakov Avinu took it away, but still did not hold grudges against Yosef HaTzaddik and saved. Hashem is like, you know.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.